The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Paper has a limited lifespan. Consequently, one problem facing governments everywhere is how to preserve centuries-old documents. Surrey County thought it had solved that problem, but as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, it hasn't.
This is a story by Ryan Kushner, a reporter with the Smithfield Times, about a problem in Surrey County, where the Surrey County Circuit Court clerk notes that the books that holding the real estate records have survived since 1652. They've been through a civil war, but they can't seem to survive a specially designed climate control records room. It turns out that this there was a big courthouse renovation back in 2009, a $10 million job, and part of that was to create a climate-controlled area for the old records, the old record books, deed books.
David, according to the story, the high-tech climate-controlled area isn't working very well.
Books are molding. They've had to send off a number of volumes to Richmond. More than 100 books were sent to Richmond for restoration.
One of the features of the system is a high humidity alarm, and we read here that sometimes the alarm is on for 72 hours straight, or was. Somebody has taken the alarm away. Do they know who did that?
No one is taking credit. The county administration did not answer calls. It was, of course, obviously very annoying for anybody who worked there for this alarm to be going off all the time. They don't have to worry about the alarm anymore, but they still have to get the systems right.
The county is talking with the company that built the system to try and figure out a solution. Meanwhile, the clerk promises she will keep sending the documents out for restoration, and that's not cheap. In our next story, after repeated reports of disorder and rowdiness at dance clubs where liquor is served, the city of Chesapeake has decided it needs stronger measures to deal with situations like this. David, what's their plan?
Right, this is a story in the Virginian Pilot by reporter Catherine Hafner. Most cities, when there's clubs that have dancing and drinking, that's usually where the State Department of Alcohol and Beverage Control come into play and enforce liquor laws and repeal liquor license. Apparently, the city council want to be more proactive. They don't want to wait for some sort of state agency to take action. They want the city to enact an ordinance that that gives them much more control and much more stringent than what the city officials have recommended. The difficulty, of course, is defining what constitutes a, quote, nightclub.
So they thought about it, and David, they have come up with a definition.
They wanted to lump together everything that had serves alcohol, provides entertainment of any kind, that might be a DJ, to public speaking, and allows dancing. And they do not want to grandfather in any existing, quote unquote, nightclub. So it's not clear from the story exactly how many businesses in the city of Chesapeake that might cover, but the city is not messing around when it comes to dancing and drinking.
Clearly, they are not fooling around, because such establishments will now need not only the regular city permit, they'll also need a special permit signed by the chief of police. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.